If you've spent any time reading about AI lately, you might have seen some of the headlines like AI agents are going to replace SaaS or companies won't need enterprise platforms anymore. Recently, that conversation got a little louder after a Forbes article covering Palantir's argument that traditional SaaS might be dying. Now, to be fair, AI is changing software, AI is changing pricing models. And it's changing how people interact with systems. But there's a huge leap between AI is transforming software and SaaS is dead. Because when you move beyond the hype and look at how real enterprises actually operate, especially finance organizations, the reality becomes a lot more complicated. I'm Scott Leahy, and this is Esker on Air. Today, we're separating myth from reality and answering a simple question: is AI really replacing SaaS platforms? So let's define the argument first. The SaaSpocalypse idea basically says this: if AI can generate workflows, write code, answer questions, automate tasks, and build applications faster than humans, then why do companies need traditional SaaS platforms anymore? On the surface, this sounds compelling, especially because a lot of traditional enterprise software can feel a little rigid, hard to implement, or maybe just overly complex. Even Palantir's argument in the Forbes article points directly at this idea that businesses historically had to bend their operations around software limitations. But here's the issue. That argument assumes software's primary job is simply doing tasks. And in enterprise finance, that is not true. So, before we start pushing back, it's important to acknowledge why this narrative has gained traction, because AI is changing software economics. For example, AI dramatically lowers the barrier to creating software. This is true. That's one of the biggest points from the Palantir argument. Historically, companies stopped building their own software because it was too expensive, it was too slow, and it was too risky. That's why companies like SAP, Oracle, and Esker become so valuable in the first place. They invested years building integrations, workflows, compliance structures, financial controls, operational scalability. Now AI changes part of that equation. So code generation has become easier. Interfaces become conversational. Configuration becomes faster. And yes, AI absolutely reduces perceived differentiation between software vendors. So when every vendor says they have AI copilots, AI automation, AI insights, AI workflows, buyers start wondering, does any of this software really matter? And that's actually where the conversation gets interesting because AI is commoditizing features. But it's increasing the importance of trust, execution, governance and operational reliability. So let's hear Esker's CEO, Jean-Michel, speak to this point.
So you have seen in the press that AI agents are going to replace SaaS platform, that AI is eating software, that agents are going to remove the need for software, that customer will stop buying software.
So that's the fear driving the entire conversation. But now let's talk about what that argument gets wrong. There are a few reasons this idea has gained traction. First, AI is incredibly good at the interface layer. So it can answer questions, interpret intent, it can generate responses, and that creates the illusion that it can replace the system itself. Second, AI is commoditizing features, like mentioned earlier. What used to be differentiation in SaaS, automation, workflows, reporting, it's become more accessible. So buyers start thinking, if everyone has an AI tool, does it really matter which platform I choose? And that leads to a shift from features to trust. Because when everything looks the same, the real question becomes, what do I trust to actually run my business? And here's the simplest way to frame this whole debate. AI analyzes or generates. platforms execute or run the business, because AI is incredibly good at reasoning, summarizing, interpreting intent, and generating outputs. But enterprise operations require something very different. So they require execution, auditability, repeatability, governance, compliance, workflow orchestration, state management, all of these. And that's especially true in finance. Because in the office of the CFO, mistakes aren't just annoying, they're pretty impactful. They can impact cash flow, working capital, compliance, supplier relationships, even and especially customer trust. So this is exactly why platforms still matter. AI can recommend an action, sure, but something still has to enforce approval rules, the validation of invoice data, maintain transaction history, connect to those ERP systems, manage exceptions, and preserve audit trails. So that's what enterprise platforms do.
AI is not going to eliminate the platform. In fact, it turned them into engine for AI agents. So the platform are going to evolve slightly according to this scheme. Like the UI is going to move more and more often to the AI agent. So people are going to use Teams or Slack or voice even to talk to the systems. And then the systems should behave and embrace this new type of UI. And SK is going to become the system of action, the system providing context, the system providing workflows and rules and policies in order for AI to be able to execute something.
Yeah, and that line is incredibly important because it completely reframes the conversation entirely. The future isn't AI instead of platforms, it's AI with platforms. And honestly, we're already seeing this architecture emerge. At the bottom, ERPs remain the systems of record. They store financial data, accounting records, master data, transactions. And then in the middle, platforms like Esker become systems of action and context. So this is where those workflows get executed, approvals can happen, business rules live, operational history will exist, and that AI orchestration occurs. Then at the top, we have the AI interface and agents. So where users interact conversationally through Teams, through Slack, through Copilot, through voice, natural language prompts, that's the real future architecture. And the more capable that AI becomes, the more valuable that middle execution layer becomes. Because AI agents still need trusted systems capable of executing business operations safely. Now, to Palantir's point, traditional SaaS absolutely needs to evolve. And that's a good thing, because the winning enterprise platforms won't just sell access to software anymore. They're going to sell business outcomes, automation, working capital improvements, operational efficiency, and resilience. So that's outcome-driven software. Now, another major part of that Forbes article is the idea that AI makes it easier for companies to build their own software internally. And technically, that's true. AI absolutely lowers development costs. But building software is not the same thing as running an enterprise platform. Because once you move into real finance operations, you're still going to need ERP integrations, security, auditability, compliance, scalability, uptime, workflow governance, and supplier customer ecosystem support. And that's where many build-it-ourselves strategies can break down, especially in global finance environments. Because CFOs don't buy software based solely on what's technically possible. They're going to buy based on trust, risk reduction, reliability, and those measurable outcomes. And this is where I think the entire conversation should shift. AI and SaaS shouldn't be competitors. The strongest enterprise platforms are going to use AI in two major ways. First, autonomous finance. So embedding AI directly into workflows to automate execution. We're talking invoice processing, coding, fraud detection, collections prioritization, inquiry routing, and cash application. Secondly, conversational finance. So that's going to allow users to interact naturally with systems through intent instead of navigation. Instead of click here, enter this code, route this workflow, a user could simply ask, create a purchase request for 3 laptops for marketing. And the platform handles the execution safely within company policy. So that's the future.
AI is not going to reduce the value of our platform, but it's going to dramatically increase it because we are going to be able to reach more people.
And honestly, that may be the biggest takeaway from this entire conversation. AI does not eliminate enterprise platforms. It increases the value of platforms that owns the workflows, provide context, enforce governance, and deliver measurable business outcomes. So no, the SaaSpocalypse isn't coming, but it is a shift. And the companies that understand how AI and SaaS work together, they're going to be the ones that are going to move faster, operate smarter, and scale with confidence. So if you are interested in a longer conversation about this topic or a more in-depth discussion around the solutions, you can check out the links in the show notes below. And as always, if you're interested in learning more about Esker, you can find us at esker.com. Thanks for tuning in today, and we'll talk to you next time.